Laura Bassett. Is it Bassett or Bassett?
It's Bassett.
Okay, I thought I had that right for a change, Laura. Thanks for coming on. Now, I read Laura's pieces as much as I can. She's a political reporter for the Huffington Post. The Huffington Post is a great resource for current news. And a story you wrote I found very interesting. It was titled, North Carolina GOP Overrides Planned Parenthood Funding. And to open the story, Laura, Republican state representatives in North Carolina voted to override Democratic Governor Bev Perdue's veto of the state budget Wednesday morning, ensuring that a provision to strip all federal and state money from Planned Parenthood would take effect. Now, this has also happened in Indiana and Kansas. Interesting story. Tell us about it.
Well, there's a big push in a lot of states went Republican in the 2010 elections, and there's been a big push among GOP legislators to take all federal and state money away from Planned Parenthood. Despite the fact that none of that money is used to pay for abortions, those lawmakers have a problem with the fact that Planned Parenthood does offer some abortions, and so they want to take all taxpayer funding away from it.
What is the amount of funds, and how will they regain that money?
I don't think that they will regain that money. It's $434,000 a year that they're losing, and they're accepting donations right now. It's not going to total that much money, unfortunately. So they're going to have to axe their teen pregnancy prevention program, their adolescent parenting programs, and they're going to have to stop offering discounted pap smears and breast exams and birth control to their low-income patients.
And they service more than 25,000 men and women, and so this is going to impact a lot of people.
It's going to impact a significant amount of people. Fortunately, unlike Indiana, when Indiana was the Planned Parenthood was defunded, they had to shut down about seven, or they're having to shut down about seven clinics. In North Carolina, they're hoping to keep all of their nine clinics open, but a lot of the 25,000 men and women who go there are not going to be able to afford services anymore.
Your story mentions how conservative lawmakers have been flogging Planned Parenthood for its association with abortions. And so although these monies don't directly fund abortions, they're being attacked.
Exactly. There's something called the Hyde Amendment that's been in place for more than 30 years, and it prevents all taxpayer money from going to abortions. But the Republican argument is that if you send taxpayer money to Planned Parenthood for other services, then it frees up other money for abortions. So they're sort of saying that it's still indirectly funding abortions, and that's what they have a problem with.
What's next, Laura? Is this story a done deal, or are we going to hear from it again?
Well, Planned Parenthood of North Carolina is going to challenge the decision in court, as Indiana is also doing. And so it's possible that the law could be ruled unconstitutional because you can't disproportionately, a state budget can't punish Planned Parenthood for the fact that it provides a legal medical service, and abortion is legal in the country right now. So we'll have to watch how that lawsuit plays out in court.
Laura Bassett is with the Huffington Politics portion of the Huffington Post. You just go to huffingtonpost.com and you can pull up her stories. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thank you for having me.